We arrive at evening on the day commemorating war's end in Europe, 1945. It's good to focus on peace before we hand the day to the Lord and surrender to the night. I light a candle. I'm a child of post-war hope. My father was in the U.S. Navy serving in the Pacific, and when it was over, he came home to a new wife, a new job, a house, and lots of hope, but never speaking a word about his experience. By the time I was born, he was back at war off the coast of Korea. In 1958, he resigned so he wouldn't be called to the next looming conflict. I'm a child grown up in the shadow of Vietnam, when news reports spoke of favorable kill ratios, when students were shot and killed at peaceful demonstrations, and my partner on the university debate team became a statistic instead of a successful lawyer. The world has been full of war rather than engaged in a world war. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and our stronghold, a timely help in trouble. So we are not afraid, though the earth shakes and the mountains move in the depths of the sea, when its water seethes in tumult and the mountains quake before his majesty. Come, see what the Lord has done, the astounding deeds he has wrought on earth. In every part of the wide world he puts an end to war. He breaks the bow, he snaps the spear, he burns the shields in the fire. Dear Father of all, whose only desire is our welfare, we come to you this evening asking you to bless this day of commemoration. Bless the memory of joyful release from deadly warfare, the memory of relationships lost, the memory of hope for a world made new. Calm our seething hearts, clarify our confusion, and help us fix our minds on your peace. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for countries stricken by war, where people are enduring atrocities, genocide, revenge, and the scorched earth of a battle zone. We remember before you the refugees fleeing death, the refugees crowded into camps where death is still near, the refugees without any hope for the future. Bring the leaders of this world to a common table to forge a new commitment to set weapons aside and to work for peace. Lord, hear our prayer. A prayer from the Act of Commitment for Peace. Lord God, we pledge ourselves to serve you and all humankind in the cause of peace, for the relief of want and suffering, and for the praise of your name. Guide us by your Spirit. Give us wisdom, give us courage, give us hope, and keep us faithful now and always. Amen. Isaiah. The Lord will mediate between nations and will settle international disputes. Countries will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not take up the sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Come, my people, let us walk in the light of the Lord. We pray for people stricken by illness, for people unable to comfort the comfortless, for people of action forced into inactivity. Gather them in the security of your love, the refuge of your holy mountain. Grant them peace of mind, body, and spirit. Lord, hear our prayer. As the darkness draws in, we pray for the comfort of your peace. Help your cornerstone church to live in service to each other and the wider community, so that your peace may be evident wherever we are. Bring us through this time of isolation, strengthened in faith and hope. Lord, hear our prayer. John 14. Peace is my parting gift to you, my own peace, such as the world cannot give. Set your troubled hearts at rest and banish your fears. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us in the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. A prayer from St. Teresa of Avila. May I be at peace. May my heart remain open. May I be aware of my true nature. May I be healed. May I be a source of healing to others. May I dwell in the breath of God. Amen. We go securely into the night, wrapped in peace and resting in God's good grace. Amen.